What are some of the daily issues that refugees deal with? Shelter, safety, food, water, and sanitation are the basics for any human being. But there are other challenges, hidden perhaps within that list, that the average person wouldn't think about. Omar Saleh, a married father of six, is originally from Bosangwa in the Central African Republic. He and his family spent 3 years running within CAR from the armed anti-Balaka and Seleka militias that terrorize civilians. They continually had to evade some 15 splinter militias operating just over the border. He's been in Diba 1 camp near Baibokoum, Chad, for a year now. He sits under his plastic tarpaulin in the firm mud among clumps of green wild grass.
Our condition here is very difficult. We have problems. We sleep clothed under tarps. When it is hot, it's hot. When it's cold, it's cold. We can't sleep outside. There are a lot of snakes here, a lot of snakes. There have been many, many cases of snake bites.
One group of Muslim refugees killed a snake that morning after it entered their makeshift mosque. Vipers are the main problem in Baibokoum. That's the sound of Daniel Diba's mill, where his children make cassava flour for customers. He and his family fled to southern Chad in 2005, and the former school administrator has flourished as a farmer, growing sorghum, peanuts, corn, sesame, and even cotton. He sells the seeds to other refugees for their small plots. But his success has not gone unnoticed. Bandits have threatened him and his family of 20.
The bandits told us that our time will come soon, and that's what scares me up till now. Some even advised us to leave town, and I said, I should leave? Leave all my family behind? They will come for one of my kids to get to me or kidnap my wife, so I'd rather stay, and even if it means I could die, I'd rather die with them. That would be best, and that's why I've stayed here. So that's why my thoughts can't rest easy because of all of that.
The border is now closed between the Central African Republic and Chad, and the newest refugees in the sites dotted near the border spoke of insecurity within their home country. For some, like Central African Kalka Yandi, who left CAR in 2014, this isn't his first refugee site. Yandi fled from Cameroon with 408 of his extended family of 500 people.
There were people who fled the CAR who did the kidnappings and demanded ransom. They were complicit with the Cameroonian local authorities and traditional chiefs. That's why refugees are stopped and they pay a lot of money. They kidnapped five close family members. We haven't had a trace of them. We didn't pay any money. We don't know if they're alive or dead. They are the children of my uncle on my father's side, the kids of my female cousin, and the children of my real brother.
Although worried about his five family members, he feels more at ease in Chad. Refugees usually flee without their papers, and he and his family members have to register with UNHCR, the refugee agency, in order to get into the system, but also to ensure that they have documents if the police stop them. Those without ID are typically arrested in Chad. UNHCR southern offices are a few hours' drive away, so they can't come regularly to register refugees.
Now we are pleading for the UNHCR to make an effort to register us so we'll have papers like others at the Diba site.
Omar, who's been trying to protect his family from snakes, understands that there are refugees in other parts of the world that need help, but he's hoping for better conditions within the site because he can't go home anytime soon due to the fighting.
Now we breathe, but we don't live. We have a lot of difficulties. I'm asking all my fellow brother and sister refugees around the world to be brave.
His words reflect how the 73,000 Central African refugees feel, waiting for a better life. Reporting for RFI, this is Laura Angela Bagneto in Baibokoum.